Russian invasion.
Caribbean Love Talk Radio.
Inside Ukraine, even if Russia attacks that country. Iran's president says the lifting of U.S. sanctions is crucial to reviving talks on Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. According to Reuters, the U.S.-Iranian deal is in the works after months of work to resurrect a pact that was abandoned by former President Trump. Iran's president called on the U.S. directly to lift sanctions. A mandate requiring healthcare workers across New York to get their COVID-19 booster shot won't go into effect today as planned, Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The New York State Health Department says the booster mandate will no longer be enforced. There's concern it could cause major staffing shortages. The state will reassess in 3 months. The latest numbers show at least 75% of healthcare workers have received or are willing to receive boosters. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The sister of disgraced financier Bernie Madoff has died. Liz Warner has more.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office identifying the couple found dead in their Boynton Beach home last week as 87-year-old Sandra Weiner and her 90-year-old husband Marvin. Both died of gunshot wounds in what authorities believe was a murder-suicide. Weiner was the sister of Bernie Madoff, the notorious New York City financier who ran the largest Ponzi scheme in history, worth nearly $65 million. Madoff pleaded guilty in 2009. He died behind bars last year at the age of 82 while serving a 150-year sentence.
SpaceX is marking another successful launch. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 46 more Starlink satellites lifted off from Florida this morning after a one-day delay. Today's launch was SpaceX's fourth Starlink mission of the year as it assembles a worldwide broadband network. It's also the 11th time this particular rocket's first stage was launched and recovered. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into donnycoe.org. That's DonneyCoe.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see pretty much chance of rain for most of the morning and then sunny skies by this afternoon at temperatures around 42. However, a new front will be moving in. With that, it will bring mixed rain and snow showers actually in selected areas in the higher elevations. Also have a little bit of wind out of the north to northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds, rain, and wind will hang around, low temperatures dropping down to a chilly 27. For Tuesday, Wednesday, and for Thursday, we'll turn things around, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures, although yet cool, in the mid to upper 30s, with low temperatures in the mid to upper 20s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yeah. So good. I'm Dr. Pat, and I don't introduce myself that often, and I was reminded that Benny and Olivia and Kent and everybody else knows who I am, but apparently we have a lot of new listeners, and I'm going to get back into the habit of doing what Benny says I do so well. Welcome, 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 everybody.
You nailed it.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, we've got some great guests here joining us today, but I want to take a moment, Benny and Olivia and Kent and Daniel, whoever is there. I got to talk about tomorrow, and I don't usually jump ahead, but I'm not going to be able to talk about tomorrow. And congratulations, Olivia. I know you can't chat, but if you could, you'd be like doing a happy dance.
kind of cool stuff tomorrow. First of all, February 22nd, if my sister was still with us, that would be her birthday. And so it has always had special meaning for me. But this year in particular, I want to talk about it a little bit today while we're gathering up my guests. And I just want to talk about it and kind of pull myself together here. Penny, I don't know exactly how to frame this, but maybe you can help me. This is going into, okay, so February of 04 was my second month, like February 03, 04, okay. That was my introduction to getting behind a microphone and sharing a message. And the message was crust busting. The show was crust busting your way to an awesome life. Crust, C-R-U-S-T. That's what holds us back. Crust busting. And that was me. That was the show.
That was
that
you.
That was the deal.
You're welcome.
I needed a little bit of that, Benny. I needed that.
Adjusted it off. Boy, she was packed out there.
Oh, man, I need like that jackhammer. Oh, my God.
Got the quake, too, if you want it.
Oh, give me the quake.
That's really good.
It feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy and Monty are going to do my solar return, and I have them here, and my chart, like an astrology chart. And I used to get my return and stuff done like every year. And Amy and Monty are the most incredible people. And so what is the energy about? I had an appointment scheduled with them apparently on the 15th. And for some strange reason, I didn't get in my calendar. It just didn't get in the calendar. And so today happens to be the 21st. It's President's Day. And I'm still trying to figure out how we even got it to be President's Day. But it is President's Day today. And, you know, it's a great day. It's a wonderful day. It is that day, you know, it is just that day. But I don't want to talk about today so much except to say happy President's Day to everybody. Where I'd like to chat with you all about is the energy that February 22nd, 2022, which is tomorrow, is bringing forward. And you can read about this in a lot of places. You can read about it over here on this paper or that paper, but what happens when you take a look at it from a numerology perspective? What happens when you look at on the paper 2/22/22? And the reason I wanted to talk about it today was that a lot of us have been feeling it. We've been feeling it in our bones in a lot of ways, really incredible. And I've been seeing it in our hosts and what they want to do and how they want to do it and things they want to change and how they want to change it. But it was interesting. I read this article by Erica Sloan. I'm going to give this over to Olivia. Maybe she can pop it up there. But I was reading this article by this Erica Sloan, and it's about numerology. And I was reading about it, and the headlines of this that's in Well and Good, that's like the online Well and Good magazine, wellandgood.com, everybody. Just check that place out, wellandgood.com. So many people, Benny, doing so many great things in the world. It's just so good. It's so good. And I was struck this weekend by a couple of things, but I got to talk about the energy a little bit. And whose phone's that? Is that my phone? And what I came to realize this weekend is I was working with Corrine, doing a bunch of things for her brand and what she's doing, Law of Attraction, Traction. And I happened, I said, I got to take a break. And I turned on, I don't know why I thought of Stevie Nicks. I just thought of Stevie Nicks. I'm like sitting there, and all of a sudden, I just had this vision of Stevie Nicks. Now, who Stevie Nicks? Does everybody know who Stevie Nicks is? Raise your hand if you don't know who Stevie Nicks is, and I'll just give you a load, give you a rundown. Stevie Nicks is an artist and a musician and a poet and a songwriter all herself. But she, you know, she and Chrissy McVie was part of Fleetwood Mac. And I came across, I don't know why, but I just looked her up. And I came across what's on TV right now. And not like real, not like channel TV, but like one of the streaming channels. Like, I think that's like, my friends say Tubi. I say Tubby. I like Tubby better than Tubi. I don't know what it is, T-U-B-I, whatever it is. And I'm not affiliated with any of these channels, folks. I'm just giving you information. But there it was, Stevie Nicks' 24-karat gold concert. And I sat in the energy of that. And let me tie it back into 2/22/22. We will deliver big energy for connections. We'll deliver big energy for connections. Now, I watched this. It was so well done. And I'm watching her on stage, and she's singing songs in this. Benny, this is one of these things where if you watch this, she's singing songs that may not have ever made it to an album, right? So she's singing, how did she call it? You know, songs that were left in her journal, so to speak. But she tells these beautiful stories, backstories of how some of these songs were written. And she talked about her relationship with Prince. And there was something that she said in an interview that I just glommed onto. And, of course, this is going to make Jessica and everybody cringe. When I post on social media, and I promise to get better at it because I do have a few things to say, of course, I would post the hashtag that was spelled wrong, right? I mean, that would be me. That would be like, okay, hashtag, and you don't spell it right. But one of the things I was struck by, especially around this, that I learned when I got behind a mic for the first time, there are no rivals. And she was having a conversation with Katy Perry. And Katy at the time was talking about sort of a rivalry with Taylor Swift, but that's like old news now. And Stevie has been known as the woman in the industry, one of the longest running women in the industry that has taken other women artists under her wing. And might I say men, Harry Styles, men and women under her wing, but a lot of women. And she has helped a lot of women in what some people say is one of the most cutthroat, what do you want to call it, professions on the planet. I don't know if any of that's true, but she's having a conversation with Katy Perry. And she says, Katy asked her, who are your rivals? See, I love that question. I've been asked that question. And her answer was, I don't have any rivals. And that's my answer. I don't even know what that question means. And basically, what Stevie said about it was so cool. It was, you're wasting your bleep and can't say it time and energy. If that's where you're putting your, if that's what you're doing and you're putting your energy on rivals, then you're going to be like in deep trouble. So Stevie Nicks, so many of you guys, you'll know Stevie Nicks. If you don't know Stevie Nicks, you got to Google Stevie Nicks, just like Stevie Nicks. And I was so profoundly touched by watching this 24-karat gold performance and concert by her. And it so reminded me of what I started to talk about. We've got a great show. Crystal's here. We're going to bring her on after the break. But we got such a great show for everybody here. Because when you look at the numerology of tomorrow, 2-22-22, so today is the day to get ready for 2-22-22. Today. Not like tomorrow. You got to get ready today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Like midnight, whenever that's going to happen, it's like there. So don't be thinking you're going to wake up. No, you have to get ready for this. Most of you have been ready for this. But there are so many ways to talk about this. I know one thing, and that's why Crystal's joining me here today. One thing for sure, angels and guides, they are all around us. It's a big energy. Only if you want that energy to be big for you to do great things in the world. The United States of America has never gone through this, what is it, a Pluto return or something that like goes around like every 300 years. The United States hasn't had any of that, like as a country. So this is the energy of this. And the energy of 2-22-22, that being my sister's birthday as well. But this is the deal. And so when we come back, we're going to be talking about, let me show you, I got the book right here. This is so cool. I'm so glad Linda did just schedule Crystal for us. Crystal Palmer right during this here today. Look at everybody. See that there? Angels and goddesses. Because when I think of 2-22-22, when I'm thinking about this, we're going to help y'all get ready today for what you will be receiving tomorrow. Some people say life-changing, transformative. Some people say it is the thing that will crack open your abundance faster than you can shake a stick. Some people say intuition, observation, relationships. Some people say learn how to raise your consciousness. Learn how to communicate with those out there that can help you, angels, goddesses, and so much more. Today when we come back, we're going to take a journey with Crystal. We're going to go through her fabulous book, I got this book just in time for tomorrow, by the way. But when we come back, are you ready to accept the miracles that have been planned for you for many lifetimes to come? Are you ready to do it? And are you ready to discover the magic and demystify what Crystal's bringing forward? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationsTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
With all the words that used to play the way you feel, you listen carefully to
that. There she is, right there. I'm telling you, folks, this is it. I watched this yesterday, Stevie Nicks, on stage as if it was the first time I'd ever seen her. Like, I became a Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac fan when I was in high school. I mean, I don't know what it was about her, but something about her. And so what is it that we can learn today to manifest our desires, angelic intelligence? You know, Crystal's joining us here today, and I want to tell you a little bit about this. And I've got the book. It's called Angels and Goddesses. There's a lot in this book and a lot we're going to talk about. And by the way, out there, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to chat with Crystal yourself, get some insight. 1-800-930-2819. Crystal, by the way, she's been working, well, look, metaphysics, teaching, more than 20 years, she is embedded in her life's path, whether it's radio or television. This is what she does. She gives us insight. She gives us tips. You know, whether it's healing, astrology, prosperity, it doesn't matter. This is a calling. And a lot in this book and a lot we're going to talk about. And by the way, out there, But welcome back, everybody. That was just so this is what I'm talking about, Crystal, all right? It was so good to hear myself talk about what I was talking about. I never hear myself. I never listen. But you know what I love about what I said, and this is where you're going to take it away right now, is there is an energy, and sometimes when that energy rises up, and we're talking about tomorrow, we're talking about, and I'm talking about my sister. I got to tell you, my sister passed away. When she passed away, my sister was a master at relationships. And I don't want to take time today to talk about it, but I will tell you, at her funeral procession in Yonkers, my nieces got a small chapel. The waiting line to go to see my sister, right, and say goodbye, wrapped three city blocks in Yonkers. Wow. That's how loved she was. You are bringing to the forefront today in this book and the work you do and the messages. We have got to help others. rise up and shift consciousness. What was it that you had to overcome? What obstacles? What challenges? What did you, Crystal, have to overcome to get on your life path, to be able to be this messenger, to write a fantastic book like this? I mean, you're talking about some stuff in here we're going to get to. But this is a book that talks about the body and the spirit, connects the dots. But what did you have to move beyond to get here today?
Okay. I think there's probably a lot of things. I mean, in terms of my short-sightedness about my own past and near future, it took me a while to wake up to it. And yet, life's obstacles, I know this sounds corny, but in my case, I had been exposed to metaphysical teachings. Medical is like the healing part, since the age of 8.5. And my mom, who was this erudite scientist and cosmic being and an internationally renowned astrologer, taught me how to do charts when I was 12 and took me to my first formal teachers in topics of angels and mythology and so forth. So I had a lot of information from a very early age. And sometimes I really got into it. Like one of my first metaphysical teachers when I was 15 told me that to raise my vibration, I needed to write 100 positive affirmations a day. She gave me this wonderful affirmation that was kind of long. And I was very obedient, although I did it with irritation and with no knowledge of how to really make an interconnection. For a whole year, Patty, I wrote 100 positive affirmations a day. And I saw absolutely no change. So when a little bit later on, a friend came down with what looks like it was AIDS, I was on a different thing. I had gotten into college at a pretty early age, and I wanted to be a civil rights lawyer. I think the spirit of like service was there. But, and I'm a 22 number birthday, and that number is about, you know, to really optimize the energy, service is important. And because I was into fighting for civil rights and stuff, but I wasn't really on my path, even though I found it all exciting. And so when I got into trying to be a channel for healing for this person, I started applying really deeply everything I could and studying more with the materials that I had on hand, which were wonderful. And this turned into a long adventure for me because I was really intensely writing to the angels, using scientific prayer, visualization and stuff. And the healing thing did not give an appearance of improving. It just like dragged on and on. In the meantime, I started feeling in a palpable manner the difference in my own energy, and all kinds of things just started flowing for me and like coming together, leading to teaching and sharing the principles and so forth. But literally it was years of this intense personal discipline without a lot of results in the particular things that I was most wanting to work on. And there are two things I think happened with that. One was that I went deeper in my own ability to connect with infinite good, which is always all around us. In fact, the true world is a world of love. There is no illness in the world. In the true world, there is no death. There is no anger. There is nothing that hurts in the true world. And I know for some people that sounds probably really strange, but this actually, and I'm feeling the energy in my palms right now, this is proved out by whoever connects with these truths, mm-hmm. including me, I work now as a healer and have really amazing results. Like in two sessions, I've had people with adult epilepsy completely mm-hmm. cured. I've got cases of lupus that have been cured. In a very short time, I've had bones that have, including somebody's spine, a child that was going to be born deformed 6 weeks before it was born. I'm just saying this as like a brief mention, but this is, we can all access, all of us, because we've all got the circuits, and we're actually great healers, great manifestors. And so with my prayer activity, and I remember one of the things I most remember, and I've been thinking about the last few days, was like this, and I think of it with a sort of an irony, because I have made things a lot more difficult for myself probably than they had to be. And like during some of these times, it was like this anxiety about, you know, I have to get it right and I need to have the results. And, you know, I'm all by myself. That was one of the worst parts, this feeling of being all by myself to try to get the results of my spiritual practice and manifestation. And, So I think all of this was good, because even the instinct of fear is something that will mobilize us to focus, if we can just be in our comfort zone with our primitive brains to just, you know, have us doing the same thing, the same little habit every day.
Yeah.
And so that it, sometimes we need something that accelerates us or worries us a lot. But I confess that I've generated a lot more anxiety in a lot of situations in my own life than I actually needed to experience. And now I continue. I asked the angels after this healing did become manifest and was shown to me that it was going to be, because I started seeing these series of numbers like 333, 666, 222, and so forth. And because there is this connection between the higher realm and the codes, the numeric codes. And So for me personally, those were some of the challenges that I went through. Today, I teach others to connect, make the kinds of interconnections that will allow the results to happen, also for people they attend. This is why I say it's something that we all have the codes for, but it's really great to know, and this is like one of the main things of the book, Angels and Goddesses, is that we're not alone. We have support, and we're getting it directly from the subtle realms, and we can access it. And when we do, we don't necessarily have to go through these kind of Tarzan out in the jungle kinds of experiences and wait for many years, yeah, like I did, to feel like we've got our powers connected.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about this, because, you know, part of talking about this, and Benny, I think I'm going to go ahead and skip this next break if you don't mind. Part of talking about this is, you know, coming to a realization of that transcends time. And that's what I hear you say. You know, I'm kind of like you, and that's why listening to Stevie Nicks and some of this backstory she told in this 24-karat gold, it's called, it's a concert, that she aired these songs that really never made it, like, to an album, so to speak. And when I hear her tell stories of how things developed for her, I'm struck by that and what you said, because if we are already have within us divine guidance, then we are the ones that block that divine guidance from ever reaching us in a way that can help us. And I think that's what you're saying, because in your book, you call them divine coworkers, no? Right?
Definitely.
Don't
yeah.
you call them? Let's talk about that for a minute, because I want to talk about angelic intelligence and how it is available to everyone. You must have people say to you, oh, that's like for you, Crystal. That's for you. That's maybe for Pat. That's like for somebody. But me, I'm not gifted like that. How many times have you heard that in your life?
Well, they actually don't say it to me directly. I've been very blessed. I have a community of Mexican empowered beings around me that join in my sessions, both group sessions and personal sessions. There are some gringos that come on board, but I think that in Mexico, there's this kind of sensitivity to magic and this kind of chaotic sort of charming way of living Catholicism that's not like really close to the dogma. It's more kind of, you know,
universal.
Yeah, right. Other stuff can come in. And in different degrees of religiosity or of individualism. And I get a lot of really, really positive feedback and a lot of people who want to study the healing with me. I also teach a lot of other subjects and have a weekly empowerment group. I also have this, I'm starting this group in English. If anybody's interested and wants to go to my website and request more information.
Please give out your website for a minute if you don't mind.
It's Crystal Pomeroy with a C. Oh, no, thank you very much, Patty. And
the book, how they can get the book.
Yeah, also on Amazon.com. And I have this wonderful agent and publicist, Deborah, who has gotten me this great interview, Deborah Jacobs. Deborah
Oh, my
Jacobs.
God.
And she, with her support, we're on the Hot New Releases list for Angels and Spirit Guides on Amazon, and we were at the top of the list for a few days. And so you can find it there on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, too. Anyway, getting back to the thing about our powers being awakened, when it comes to the activity of healing and teaching that particular activity, I have been sort of slow in selecting people that I will actually take the time to teach this to, because what you were saying about service and the break, we were talking a little bit about that. The will to serve others, like a sincere, already developed, because we can all develop a serving, a loving, serving attitude, but people that already have this more developed of having this love of service and a natural inclination, kind of an impulse to help others, it makes it a lot easier to awaken your healing power. Mm-hmm.
I love that we're talking about this. In the book, you refer to something called vibrational science, and I want to talk about it for a moment. If there was ever a time that people could benefit from conversations with angels and goddesses, it's now. It's the time now. And I don't just say it because of 222. And I find it interesting how tomorrow so many, like in my state of Washington, our governor came on last week, and he's like, okay, we're going to just stop the mask. I mean, there are things that are happening leading up to this. But the one thing that I love about this is you help people into what you call finding your light network, L-I-G-H-T, and what that means. But more importantly, if we could learn some of the things that you teach in this book about natural spirits, I was going to say Eternals, but that's the movie, elementals, and, you know, using an understanding of how to communicate, how might this year change for us, and especially given the way you talk about him in the book?
Okay, well, those are a lot of questions, a lot of
questions, I love it.
Questions in one. I think a lot of people today are doing some sort of interconnection that's quite effective. That's why we're seeing this whole thing about numbers, different kinds of numbers, magical numbers appearing and so forth, that I don't necessarily catalog as, you know, only certain numbers mean certain things. But there's definitely a link between what's going on in humanity, in our inner work, in our awareness, in our energy, and these higher levels of existence that are actually the true reality, the dimensions of love. And so it's like we're getting recodified through these different kinds of inner work. And when I say that, I think it's important to be really universal, because divinity does not restrict itself to only one particular practice. And so this could cover a lot of different things, and I'm sure you could enrich it with your own perception. Self-healing, healing our inner child stuff, the practice of forgiveness, positive prayer, meditation, visualization, nature reconnection. You mentioned this wonderful musician you've been talking about.
Phoenix.
So that's her, I mean, that's also a spiritual practice to create art from that deep voice within. And I'm sure those pieces that you were saying that never got produced, but that she made them, or they never got commercialized, she put that out there. So she was like fulfilling an energy function for humanity through that particular activity. So a lot of us are working in different ways. And the term light workers is kind of a general way of referring to these different processes of transmutation, where we take what we're given biologically and cerebrally, and then we go from there to have an experience with something beyond the physical level. And that's something also joins us to this higher community. And we're so attached. I mean, one of the things that we're breaking free of is this attachment to our physical senses that tell us, and I was going to tell you something that I found really amusing. It's kind of self-denigrating, but it was really, really funny because I have this wonderful niece who who lives far away, and I haven't had that much contact with her, but, you know, she sent me a message. She was feeling really bad. She had some physical malady and stuff. And so I said, would you like to give you a treatment? And she said, yeah. And I'm talking about these treatments, Patty, that are really powerful. I mean, this is not vanity, and we all have the power to give treatments like this. But so I give her this really powerful treatment, the kind of treatments that most of my consultants would go, oh, wow, you know, that was incredible. And now I can get up and walk free of pain, or I saw these lights and so forth. And she says to me, Aunt Crystal, what do you smoke? And there are some people that are not necessarily in this kind of process of connecting with consciously connecting with their inner power and light. But so many of us are doing this, and so often don't have this experience that I was telling you about that I had, where there was this sense of, like, you know, anguish and anxiety, and even sometimes desperation. You know, I need the results. I need to make this work. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to have to do it. And I know it's magical, but it's just taking so long, and I really need to get out of this situation. And then when we discover that we have this community that we can't see with our physical eyes, but we don't think of this as being real, but they actually, there's this whole population on the subtle realm. Not all of them are that pleasant, by the way, or nice, but the ones that are so happy to support us in these processes, and it's really not that difficult to connect with them and get a jump start in our vibration and in the results we're having. Mm.
I want to take a short break, because when we come back, I want you to walk us through the book. I love the way you laid it out. I could see, and by the way, Deborah is amazing.
She is.
You know, I've known her, and Linda and her are best, you know. I mean, I was so excited to do this show with you today. When we come back, I want to walk through the book with everybody, because one of the things I loved is the way you've laid out the chapters. And I looked at this, and I was immediately drawn to the Archangel that several people have said is assigned to me. That's my language. That's, of course, my language.
Which one?
We're going to take a short break when we come back. We'll let everybody know. But the way you've done this is that it makes it relatable for every aspect of our lives. So people can go and take a look at Chapter 5 if they're feeling brain fog, if they're feeling confused. And I love the way you did this. When I looked at it, I saw it in this wheel. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about how all of you, when you get the book, how you can use it. You know, for me, I looked at a couple things, and then I opened random pages. When we come back, I want to tell you more about Crystal, how you can work with her, all of the above. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Benny, you played that?
Yes.
Did you know? Okay, I got to do it. First of all, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Crystal's joining me here. Crystal Pomeroy is joining me here. Angels and Goddesses is a book. We're going to make sure you know how to get a hold of Crystal, too. You can go to Crystal. Everybody can go to your website because your website pretty much has ways to get the book, ways to download it, information about you. They can schedule time with you, whether it's going to be, you know, astrology or an empowerment group. I mean, you have so many things here. They can get that right through your website, right?
Right.
And then the book, by the way, yeah, really easy to do. All you need to do, right? I'm going to hold it up here, but I think Olivia's got is showing images of it right there. All you need to do is to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just Google it, and, you know, Angels and Goddesses, and you'll get it. Manifest your desires with angelic intelligence. See, that's the word, angelic intelligence. That's what we're going to talk about now. I wanted to take this last time just to walk people through the way you set the book up, because I was thrilled to be able to open the book and have this journey through different cycles of one's life, whether it's abundance or healing. And it was so beautiful the way you did this. And before the break, I said that people have said to me, this is your archangel. Uriel is your archangel.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't even know who that is, right? I'm like, who is that? Like, it's not Michael. It's not Gabriel. It's like, who? And then I started to look, but in your book, you don't just talk about the archangels. You've connected this particular archangel and all the rest with goddesses And what a beautiful energy integration when I started to read the chapter. Tell us about the importance of that in the book.
Sure, my pleasure. It's really super. The way you get excited about it, how I get excited about it, too, when I look at the connection between and you're saying how I laid out the book. And I just kind of would like to make one. Before going to into Uriel, you said how it seemed like a wheel to me, the way the book is.
I saw a wheel.
And I think it's really important that you mentioned that, because what emerged to me as I was preparing the book were these series of divine archetypes, archetypes that are reiterated in ancient traditions, but that also were coming through from a subtle plane. And they're coming through to all of us. And one of the archetypes, and I use it quite a bit in the book, is a mandala. And so the wheel that you're seeing is another kind of mandala. I laid it out as a rainbow. And a rainbow is also an archetype. But you saw a rainbow mandala virtually. And so that to me is like exciting. I'm even getting goosebumps when I think about it, because we all have this access to these energy forms, this subtle technology that is floating around near us in the invisible. And when we start working with these energies, they'll start coming through to inform each of us to get a little bit of a better understanding. And getting back to So I think that's really great, besides the fact that you've got an 11 birthday number, which is 11 is highly intuitive, related to Neptune and to mysticism. And so with the energy of the goddesses, in the case of Uriel, Lakshmi has this really strong relationship. Like Uriel is related to gold and to red and to precious metals and to flies. The complement, his divine complement, feminine side of the archangel, is named Grace, who also relates to gratitude. But how the riches flow to us through Grace is really exemplified in the symbol of Lakshmi, who has is often depicted holding a pot on which pouring over her head next to her. She's flanked by elephants, and they're pouring over her head an outpouring of divine supply. And that symbol is, I couldn't include everything in the book, you know, because they only could have a certain number of words, and you can see by the way I'm talking that I get really excited about these topics, and it's not that easy to make it reduced, but to synthesize into a much smaller version. And in the case of Lakshmi, the elephants are power animals, and so they come stamping in to the appearance of limitation. They come stamping into our limited mindsets and move the energy to connect us with this outpouring of riches that's coming spontaneously from source through the earth plane. Earth being Uriel, Uriel's name is rooted in the same root for Earth and for all these different Earth goddesses that relate to Earth and to the Gypsy word for money, which was Earth. And there's this connection with the Earth realm, but it's not a connection that is pulling us down. It's a connection that is enlivening us through this red energy and vital energy, and it's enlivening us through our opening to the light that streams from the higher realms, our own light body, our radiant light body, and the radiant divine substance that manifests ritually when we allow it to do so and precipitates into our world. And so the goddess connection, it really, for me, it fills out, and these are just to mention a few, because there are a lot of other goddesses that are involved with each archangel, but we need to fill it. And it gives it a breadth and a depth that brings it alive in new ways, and is also connecting with the a truly magical expression of the divine feminine, who will actually rewrite. And I've had visions, and so have people I've worked with have visions of this divine hand like rewriting your life story in gold letters, or in red. directly from this realm of magical power that it is designing for us the best and the highest connection to any kind of path that we may be on.
You know, it's interesting we're talking about this because I want to just point out, I know we only have a few minutes left, but I want to point this out to people. When they go and read, they're going to be able to read through the different chapters of the book. It's interesting. I opened this up and I was reading it. A number of years ago, I was hooked on the word opulence. I still am. So much so, I wrote an article called The O Factor. And it's part of the book I'm writing now.
Oh, great.
Because we cannot wrap our minds around opulence. It has become to mean a dirty word, and it's not.
True. That's very well said. Uh-huh.
And so it's very difficult. Anybody that's studying the law of attraction or attracting things or talking to angels, we will always compromise. This is me now, my opinion. We will compromise on anything short of using opulence in a frame of reference. And it's funny, I'm reading this, and I'll do a whole nother show on it and explain more to people. But you've got that right here, opulence and productivity. And I was so thrilled to see it because you know how many people don't want to use that word? And when I did the article and I did the show on it and I talked about it, people were like, no, that is like greed. And I'm like, no, the universe is opulent. I mean, there's so much in the universe. So many planets, so many stars, so many we don't even know. You can't even visualize what. And if that is not opulence in the energy of creation, and even when you think about the opulence of a tree growing, think about it, it grows from nothing. Some trees grow from an acorn. They bust out. And so I was so thrilled that you didn't shy away. Crystal, I can't thank you enough. I want to add one more thing. Just tell folks again how they can work with you, find out about this, and get the book. And I'd love to know your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with today.
Okay.
Thank you so much for this.
Sure. Thank you so much. It was wonderful to connect with you. I and stimulating to assume with Crystal Pomeroy with a C and a Y, Crystal, Pomeroy.com. That's my website. My new book, Angels and Goddesses, has quite a bit of practical and mystical things that you can apply. It's not just a general way of the system. It's suggestions. So do this, connect in this way, visualize in such a way, and it will stimulate your own creativity also in new ways because you are surrounded by a realm of light beings who you're continually interchanging with and are going to be activating your higher acuities as you do this more consciously in a more directed manner. Okay, I'm going to pick up on what you were just saying about opulence, Patty, because it's an expression of our divine good, and it reminds me of this contradiction when you talk about people rejecting opulence. It's like the idea of entitlement. People think it means that you think you're entitled in this kind of way, like I'm entitled to more than other people are. And so as light workers, we are supported to want to serve. We're supported to love. We're supported to sacrifice. But we're not supported to receive our portion of good, which is really important to spiritual empowerment. We were not made. It's like the false. I love this rather bizarre author named Stuart Swerdlow, who has in one of his books, he goes through what he calls the false Christ program. And if you're a savior, people are going to kill you. That's like a false Christ program. Or if somebody helps you, you have to do them in. Because this is what happened to Jesus, and it's part of the false archetype of a light worker who's supposed to bear a cross, who's supposed to suffer. And that is really BS.
Not it.
We'll
have to do a whole show on biblical references.
Okay,
as Catherine Ponder says.
Yeah, I love
an entire book series
in my bibliography
on the millionaire Moses and accompaniment. All of them were wealthy in land and what they own. And it's such a myth about how we think suffering is the gateway to freedom. Thank you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We're still on I-5 northbound just after the I-90 as you're heading into downtown Seattle. It's heavy around Madison Street and James Street exits, but smooth on the other side through Mercer Street and up through the 520. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And how is your marriage doing? You're struggling. We have help on the way. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to address the situation in Ukraine at any moment. Putin will take to Russian airwaves, and reports say he will recognize parts of Ukraine to be independent. These parts are currently controlled by Russian separatists. U.S. officials say this may be the pretext for an invasion. Several U.S. officials are reacting to the deteriorating conditions in Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the time for diplomacy regarding Russia and Ukraine is shrinking. The invasion of Ukraine will be extremely violent, according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
It will cost the lives of Ukrainians and Russians, civilians and military personnel alike.
Appearing on the Today Show, Sullivan also stated the invasion will be a war waged by Russia on the Ukrainian people intended to repress and crush them. Pent-up racial anger drove three men to kill Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. That's what a federal prosecutor told jurors as they consider hate crime charges against Travis McMichael and his father Greg McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan. The prosecutor claimed the men hunted Ahmaud down like an animal. The Canadian Prime Minister says the situation in Ottawa is not anything the country would like to see again.
It became clear that local and provincial authorities needed more tools to restore order and keep people safe.
Justin Trudeau said he was reluctant to invoke the Emergencies Act, but urged Parliament to take action against illegal blockades and stand up for public safety. A string of semi-trucks modeled after the recent convoy in Canada has announced it's starting its convoy Wednesday in Southern California. Organizers say they'll drive from Adelanto, northeast of Los Angeles, to Washington, D.C. They'll protest what they call unconstitutional mandates for the COVID-19 vaccine and masks. Talks aimed at ending Major League Baseball's lockout are shifting to Florida. According to the Tampa Bay Times, MLB negotiators and the Players Union meet today at a new location in Jupiter. MLB has reportedly told the union a deal needs to get finished by February 28, or the start of the regular season on March 31st will be put in jeopardy. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh, my gosh. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Okay, like what? All right, so look, I'm just going to, like, love this now today. I love talking to and having on the show and then listening to their show. If you listen to their show, you're going to learn something. But today, we're going to talk with Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton. Now, they have a great show. But we're going to talk about what why does marriage have to be so complicated? So, like, you know that question, like I asked at the beginning, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail, right? Most people would have a relationship, but the reason we don't enter into relationship is because the gloom and doom of the inevitable failure that we are now socializing in our consciousness, in our society, not just us, it isn't just us. We aren't like the only people like have ridiculous divorce rates right now. Like, look at some of the other countries, right? But this used to be something that people would just want to have, so much so. Like what? So much so that my friends in the LGBTQ community fought so hard. They're like, we want to get married because provide something special. Wow. And when you don't have it or you can't have it, you realize that you're missing something. And, you know, people would ask, why do those folks want to have what marriage? Why do they want that? Well, you're going to hear about it today because they look, the LGBTQ plus community understood a lot of things that you're going to hear about today, but they also understand one thing. It's not very complicated. Unless you make it complicated. And if you make it complicated, like we do, and I'm not saying that folks, you know, the people in the gay marriage arena are not having their problems. That is not what I'm saying. But man, when you fight so hard for something, you fight so hard for something, I don't care what it is, don't you treasure it a bit more, folks? Have you ever fought for anything? Don't you treasure it? Well, today it's about fighting for love. This is what we're talking about. You know, I was given boxing gloves at age 5 for a reason, not to knock people out. But when you are or cannot experience the beauty of what Coach Martez and Rodrina talk about and what they do and how they help people, genius. So today I want to introduce you to my friends, my colleagues, incredible people. They have been working with over 20 years, been helping people come together and stay together and not doing it because they got some book on a shelf or because they got some magical thing they read once, but because they live their lives and understand the nuances of what it means to create amazing love. Despite the potholes, the things that go wrong, the baggage you bring and the baggage you bring and you don't even want to open. So today's show, you're going to meet these folks that have been married for a few years. Married a few years, and more than that, they've created a massive platform of how to take things out into the world. So if you're thinking, I don't even know where to begin, we've had such a tough 2 years, you got to call them. You just got to call Coach Martez Rodrina. You got to call them because this is something they help people with, and today we are taking it on. Why does marriage have to be so complicated? Welcome to the show to both of you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Wonderful introduction. Yes, so glad to be here. We appreciate it.
We have made it complicated.
Yes.
Now, yes. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying you don't have to figure some things out, right? Especially now. We live in a different world. Rodrina, I'm going to hit you up with this one first. We're living in a different world than my parents did. Although I got to tell you, my stepmom, she was like independent. She was like, no, honey, you're not taking my money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but there were generations where things were not thought about. It was like you got married and like he did this and you did that. And, you know, mm-hmm. We are not in that world today. So putting the complications of finance and just getting your act together to get knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. What do we bring to the table that makes this complicated, Rodrina? Let me just start with you. Is that okay, Coach, if I start with you? Okay, all right.
Hey, Lance first.
All right.
It all depends on the person, but we bring a lot of emotional baggage to the table. You know, that's going to make it complicated because we don't know, like, past relationships, things we haven't dealt with in our past relationships, just some of our own issues that we haven't personally dealt with, because it's like you said, this is a different generation. So they're coming in with a level of independence, money. They've made vows to themselves. So if you come in with those vows front and center, and it's like, no, that's baggage, because that can cause some problems in your relationship. So it's various things. It all depends on the individual. You got childhood, you know, the way you were brought up in your childhood. That's baggage. It's like, well, I want it done this way, because this is the way my parents did it. This is the way we did it. This is what my mom did. This is what my dad did. That can create problems. So, you know, those are some things that we bring into our relationship nowadays just up front. You know, no, I want to work. I don't want to stay home with the kids, you know. And, you know, back in our day, it's like, yeah, you know, hey, that's what I wanted to be a mom. So I wanted to stay home with my kids. But this generation, they want to work. So they'd rather hire them a nanny. So then the husband has to agree with, okay, that's, you know, that nanny is going to be taking care of the kids, or that's going to be a problem with us. So it's many things that, you know, nowadays that you can bring into a relationship.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. And Coach Martez, look, I mean, I know you're in agreement, but you also know that there are some nuances with this. And let's just unpack that baggage for a minute. Because she kicked it off. I get it. People for years would say to me, why do you not celebrate your birthday, Pat? I mean, it's a cool day. It's like December 11th. Why don't you celebrate it? And, you know, I went to therapy once, and I realized there is a reason I didn't celebrate it, but I didn't know that.
Mm.
When your mama is caught shoplifting for your birthday gift on your birthday,
yeah,
December 11th, and you're spending it in the jail in the Bronx, there's a lot of reasons that you got some baggage packed in that suitcase.
Exactly.
That's for real.
But, I mean, that's just an example. I mean, I celebrate my birthday now, but
right,
I didn't understand why I didn't want to. Isn't
right
that what we're talking about here, Coach?
Yes.
To get at what we don't understand about this, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Wadrina hit it. She hit it very well. You know, bottom line is we want to just talk about the hurt or the pain that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to be honest with actually talking to, if we have the ability to, grandparents, aunts,
yeah,
uncles, really help me to understand some of these things and be honest with me. You know, we have so many family secrets, or when we hide the family trauma, but in actuality, you're hiding it, but in my future, that's going to come back out, and then whoever I'm in a relationship is going to be like, man, like the deer caught in the headlights. I'm like, I didn't marry this. I didn't know this was there, but in actuality, I didn't know either, but my family knew.
Yeah.
And so we really just want to just say it doesn't have to be complicated. If we really understand, just like raising a child, it takes a village. We're really having a healthy, successful marriage. That also requires some support from family and other people also.
Yeah.
So definitely, that's what we're talking about. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah. See, I love what you're saying because I come from a family of family secrets.
Yes.
You know, I shared on air recently that the greatest family secret we had in my family on my mama's side is that my grandfather was born in Brazil. Hello?
Oh.
What? Farmer in Brazil? Like, nobody talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, you know, the internet, it's like, why are all these people asking me if I'm part of their family? They're like in South America. That can't be.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then it gets on a course to mm-hmm. just find the truth.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this baggage and
mm-hmm.
this baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that bit of baggage for me, and there's more that people experience.
Mm-hmm.
You could be brought up as an adult child of an alcoholic. You
yeah.
could be brought up as somebody with siblings that just treat you like
mm-hmm.
hellboy.
Yeah.
And and you just don't even know how to unpack it. But
mm-hmm.
relationships will expose it.
Yes, it will. Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this question. I think the mistake that most of us have made, I don't make this mistake anymore because I learned that when stuff comes up in a relationship, you better go get some help.
Exactly.
You have to go get some help. You cannot work it out on your own, especially if you don't have tools. Yeah. But, you know, part of this is, do we just accept the baggage? I mean, what? You know, people are like, oh, now that I know I got baggage, now what? You know, what? It's like, what do I do, coach?
No, that's a great question, Dr. Pat. You know, one of the things, it's so important that you ask that question because you really have to kind of make that decision. And, and everybody's different. You know, we always talk about how it's important to know what do you have the grace to really take on.
Yeah.
And it's just being honest, but it's one of those things that, you know, just because you really love a person, if they withheld information that you didn't know, they may not realize their baggage could be a trigger to your baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden when this comes up, if I'd have known this years ago, then, you know, your abusive background, my alcoholic background, and neither one of us has shared the truth about what we were dealing with,
right.
Then all of a sudden we wonder why, oh, man, snap. Here comes somebody about to get a charge.
Yeah.
But in actuality, if we both would have been honest about our upbringing, our background, and said, you know what, let's get some help on this. It's just like what we're dreaming of. You know, I know all the listeners may not know, but that was infidelity on our part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we found out after doing what we do professionally that over 90% of people who parents have an affair, Dr. Pat, you end up having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, you know, that was something like that type of baggage.
Yeah.
You know, if you tell people up front these things, it helps them to prepare. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do with our premarital couples and other couples. You know, help them to understand. Be willing to ask your parents tough questions.
Yes. Because
don't let them off the hook.
And that's true because in that case, like, we didn't know. So that was baggage that came up. We had to accept. And so then you go get the help. But you know, we really want, when we talk about why does it have to be complicated, we want to prevent this because what we want couples to learn to do is be transparent up front and share your baggage, share your issues. That way we can make a decision if we're going to continue to move forward and having this knowledge. And that just starts with being transparent and non-judgmental.
Right.
Because if I know I can be vulnerable with you and you're not going to judge me,
right,
then that makes us, you know, that makes me more, I'll be more open with you. You know, that makes me, it helps me to be more comfortable with being more open and honest with you. So that's what we try, you know, that's what we really encourage, you know, our couples to do. Let's be up front. Let's put it on the table up front. Let's be open up front.
And, you know, I'm so glad we're talking about it because I want to skip the break and I want to roll right into this. For those of you that are just tuning in, I want to make sure you know this is what we're talking about today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Why does marriage have to be so complicated? Thanks to Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton joining me here today. What we're doing is we're going through it. You know, what are some of the things that cause complication?
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't address them, as you both said beautifully, it gets more complicated and more complicated. And I want to jump to this next part because this was hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get to the place where I can do this myself. I don't need to go to somebody and get some help until I did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the straw for me, and every time I share this, people say, we don't believe you, Pat. This cannot be true of you. The straw for me was a physically abusive relationship. It was mentally and verbally abusive, but then it got physically abusive, and that was the last straw for me. That was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, you're looking at me saying, really, Pat? Somebody like you, you know, when you're in relationship with people, you will do some things that you wouldn't do for in a normal world. But let's talk about getting help because I got help. Now, the good news is counseling, coaching, therapist, great, whatever. That was non-negotiable and they knew it. That was it. The counselor knew it. That was physical abuse is just not negotiable. That's not even baggage. That is not what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about this, because some people are like, yeah, I want to go get help. And some people are like, nope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Regina.
Mm-hmm.
My mama used to say, you can bring a horse, take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And then she'd say, but you can't shove their head in that bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so with COVID. That was my mama's version of that. Yeah, you can take their old head and put it in that trough.
Mm-hmm.
But that coaching is a little different, or is it?
No, well, coaching is a little different, because with coaching, it's more like what we do is we help people to see, you relate it to sports and coaching in sports. Coaching makes you better. So a lot of people are more open to coaching when they realize, okay, you just want to help to make me better. You know, that's the, you know, because with a lot of times people see counseling as there's something wrong with me, which really that's the stigma, because it doesn't mean something is wrong with you. You know, it doesn't have to mean that we all need it. We all need to be better. But with coaching, it's like, okay, a lot of people are more open to that, because it's like, okay, you know, when you relate it to sports, it's like, okay, you're just trying to make me better. Okay, well, I'll come to, you know, that's a lot of times the wife will say, get her husband to come. Okay, I'll go there and I'll see what they're talking about. Out there, since, you know, coaching is, you know, is different. And a lot of times once they get in and see our approach, it is like, oh, okay, yeah, I like this. But you can't make someone do anything they don't want to do. But in those situations in a relationship, then you have to realize, okay, how much am I going to put up with before I do give an ultimatum? Because you have to have the grace to deal with someone who has issues that they don't want to work on.
Yeah. I mean, I love that you talked about that, because the options and the alternatives are not very realistic, right? When you have created so many layers of complexity in a marriage, I mean, and there are layers, because we are talking about layers,
yes.
Right? You know, sometimes it seems like you wake up and, you know, everything was great and now today it's not. But we know that it's not like that. What has made this work for each of you? I mean, you know, you are the coach and the counselor to many people.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't get there without figuring out how to make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear from each of you, like, what was the thing you had to change in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You had to say, oh, that thing, I'm going to change that. Right? Now, clearly, you know, you mentioned infidelity. Clearly, folks, if you're listening to this and you're thinking you're going to go get some help and you're still thinking I'm going to meet my girlfriend, not my wife later, then that's a whole different conversation. But I want to hear from each of you on when you thought about this, what were you willing to change, Coach?
That's a powerful question. And that was a process for me. And that process started by being willing to be totally transparent and honest with myself. You know, that's one of the things that I tell everybody. I said, you know, what makes it so easy for me to see the good in you is because I had to learn myself how to see my flaws, how to see the things that weren't good, that need to be changed, but realize when God saw me, he still saw me as good. And so for me, you can have these challenges. You know what I'm saying? I cheated on my wife. How many people can hold their head up and stick their chest out and say, man, I cheated on my wife, but I know God loves me. You know, that's not the approach you take. You're like, oh, my God, everybody's going to. But for me, it was one of those things about understanding I failed. And so then when I work with other people, I understand if you fall in, my mission and my gift is to help you get up. And regardless of what that mud looks like you're in, I understand that once you are cleaned up and you get all that mud and dirt off of you, you go back to being that amazing, shining, happy person that you are. So for me, it was accepting truth, because for you, you know, I've been with my wife since I was 18 years old. I'm 51. You know, I'm 51 years old. So just all of the changes of not making excuses, accepting the truth was a process for me. Like even to the day I said, no, when I hear truth about me, I don't justify it. I don't make excuses.
Yeah.
I accept it. And yeah. that was one of the changes for me that really helped me to be able to do what I do very well in with helping others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you nailed it. I mean, so often we get angry when we get feedback or when we hear truth.
Yes.
We get resentment, then we start to finger point and say, oh, that's not me. Regina, that's got to be all about you. not saying you do that, but just taking that in and for people hearing what you just shared, those are acts of courage and vulnerability combined,
mm-hmm.
right? Regina, how about you? What did you like?
Mm-hmm.
What did you like? I got to change this.
Yeah, so for me, it was like dealing with my insecurities. It's me dealing with my insecurities and learning how to be confident in me as a woman, being confident in myself as a woman. Because for many years, the things that I put up with, and, you know, because we share about the challenges in our relationship, the things that I put up with, it was all because of my insecurities that I just wasn't assertive enough to really just stand up for myself in my relationship. So it was me learning how to deal with my insecurities and be confident in that, and also deal with my baggage, which, in my opinion, I'm still dealing with today.
Yeah.
So I'll be a therapist till the day I die.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that for a minute, because a lot of people that enter into they're all in. They want to change. They want to get help. They, you know, let's do it. It's like the kids in the car. Are we there yet? Right? Are we there yet? I mean, I remember the first time I went to my first therapy session, and, you know, I ended, and I get up to walk out. Dr. Juanita Lovett, and I get up to walk out, and I said, "That's great. I'm glad we're done." And she just looked at me like, "What? You're done for today. We haven't even started."
Right.
And, you know, what I love about that is because this is about being a work in progress. Isn't that the number one willingness you've got to have?
Exactly.
Is to say yes to be a work in progress.
Exactly. That's the number one willingness, because we're all a work in progress. And that's how you don't, you know, that's how you can look at counseling as not, and, you know, it's something good, because I'm a work in progress. None of us are perfect.
No.
But, you know, I'm going to continue to work on myself so that I can be my best self. And that's the way you have to look at it.
And that's like with Drina, you know, like all your continuing education classes
mm-hmm.
that you have to take to keep your life.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So then you think about, from a relationship standpoint, like I always tell men, and men, because men are visual, they get it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I just ask them, if you've had a car for 10 years, but you never had an oil change,
mm-hmm.
you never had your brake pads changed, mm-hmm. you never had any type of maintenance done to your car, I just ask them, how is that car going to run? And they say, it's going to run like a piece of junk or whatever, whatever. I say, well, then just think about it. That's how your relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about, you know, coaching and counseling and it's stopping, you don't stop going to the dentist twice a year. You don't stop getting medical screenings just because now I've reached this age. No, this is something you do because it's called preventative. And that's what people need to understand about coaching and counseling. It's more preventative. It's helping to maximize.
Yes.
You know, counseling can help you to heal,
mm-hmm.
be restored, and prevent
mm-hmm.
some things.
Mm-hmm.
And then coaching helps you to overcome
mm-hmm.
those hurdles
yeah.
and get to that place to be your super self,
yeah.
to be that person that you dreamed about really becoming and maximize who you are. And that doesn't stop.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be, we've already said, we're going to be 75 years old, still talking, still,
yep.
you know, I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. You know,
yeah.
so it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I love that you use the car analogy. We're going to take a break here in a minute. But I love that you use it, because I remember saying it to, I had a couple sitting across from me. I don't do couples coaching anymore, but I'll send them to you. But I had a couple sitting across from me, and I used the car analogy because
mm-hmm.
I grew up in a mechanical family.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we worked on cars when we were like 10.
Wow.
You know, our nails were like oil, greasy, dirty, like for years. Three girls, what my dad had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use car analogies a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I remember saying, here's the deal with a car. When it's new and it's fresh and it's shiny, what are you going to do? Maybe you're going to wash it a little bit. Maybe you're going to vacuum out the inside. Then you got a couple years, and you're putting a little something on it. You kick the tires, and, oh, wait a minute, tires are getting a little thin. You got to take care of your tires, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're working on the car, and you realize, well, wait a minute, just like you said, you got to change your oil. I said, this is what relationships are like. You see, people think that the longer you're in relationship, the less you have to do. No, it's like the car. You know, you have got to make sure that if you want to be in it to win it for as long as you both have been in it, then you've got to pay attention to the detail. Because early on, you never had to think about your transmission. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But a couple of 10 years down the road, and you're hearing some grinding, hello, call Coach Martez. I remember this couple saying to me, this is why I don't do coach. I remember the guy looking at me and saying, that is a really good point. Mm-hmm. And he said, didn't your mom ever tell you that sometimes when a car gets old, you just have to trade it in for a new one?
Yes,
I said, not this, coach.
Right.
We're going to take a little break, but tell folks how they can find out about you, what you've got up and coming. Tell them all of the above.
So if you want to find out more about us, you can visit DreamBuildersCoaching.net. On Facebook, we're Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. And for our event that we do, it's Marriage for Life, the number 4 life walk.com. And we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about what is it that made, you know, both Coach Marquez and Katrina start this. What is it that they see and even see more today? What is it that the statistics now are starting to demonstrate for all of you about these past couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the stats showing? Mm-hmm. The thing to know about what we're going to talk about when we come back is that don't throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw in the towel,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, there's some people that will not get rid of that car.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hold that car long enough and you treat it well, by the time you're even thinking about getting rid of that car, its value is doubled. It's become precious. It's become valued. It's become something unique and something special. For those of you out there that sold that 68 Corvette, you're thinking to yourself, mistake. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Do you crave a life that doesn't involve constant burnout, stress, and overwhelm? This is what Sacred Attunement is all about. Asher Countryman is a stress management wellness coach and the creator of Unlock Your Personal Power. Are you ready to engage in a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle? Start your journey now by booking a complimentary Unlock Your Power Clarity call with Asher at sacredattunement.com.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ellie Effect with Allison's Life, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps for your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now.
The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. We'll take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. These intuitive healers studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative on how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Why does marriage have to be so complicated? And we're talking about ways to prevent it. Coach Marquez and Wadrina Layton is joining me here today. And what you should know about the both of them is they are part of an organization, you know, Dream Builders Coaching, and they do so much more. You know, whether it's looking at, you know, the counseling ability and the experience of Wadrina or the coaching that Coach Marquez does, you know, when we're talking about bringing two people together from, that bring different skill sets to the table, and you're right, Wadrina, I'm with you on that. In order for you to even keep your license, you have to get certification, like, and take classes, like, all the time. And same thing with coaching, both of you have come together to make sure that there's a powerful message in what's possible for people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, let's give out your website before we, you know, get in and talk about what is it that Dream Builders Marriage and Coaching and Counseling does that may not be what people think, right? So how do people find out about you again?
Yeah, so, of course, our website is Dream Builders with an S, coaching.net. Facebook, Dream Builders Marriage Coaching. Instagram, Coach Marquez and Wadrina Layton. That's how you can find us.
Beautiful. All right. I want to talk about this a little bit because we were talking during the break, and I wanted to point this thing out. It's important for us to have a conversation about what your coaching and counseling practice is about,
right?
Foundational pieces of it, the value pieces of it. You know, what does it feel like when you both work together with people, right? Because it is a unique proposition in the way you approach this, but you also bring inherently in the process, you know, some value systems that are very important to people today. But just like I said before, or I was saying during the break, you know, my situation was one where my counsel was, you have got to get out. Because if people aren't going to change, especially as you're talking about verbal and physical abuse. Right? So talk about how you all got started in this and how you've been cultivated, you know, this dynamic between you to be the coaching and counseling entity it is today. Who'd like to start? You want to take that, Coach? What's your name?
Well, you want
go
to start?
Ahead, go ahead.
Oh, look at that. That's so good.
So I was just going to talk about how we got started. So basically, we got started from our life experiences.
Yes.
We both had other careers prior to this. I was an elementary school teacher, and he was an entrepreneur. We had a full-service dry cleaners. But because when we went through our infidelity and we were really looking for that, it was so painful in doing that healing process, we were really looking for someone who was a Christian, a professional, and had actually overcome it. I didn't want just, because I was dealing with so much pain, I didn't just want book experience. I wanted you to tell me you had went through it yourself. So since we couldn't find that at the time, then as we continued to pray, we received, you know, the Holy Spirit ministered to us and said, you become what you're looking for. Like, you're going through this for a purpose. You're going through this for others. So then I went back to school. I was finishing up my master's in counseling.
Education,
because my dream was to open my own school. But God said, no, you're going to be a counselor. So then I went and got my master's degree in counseling, and he went to school for life coaching, and that's how Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling came about.
Right.
What a perfect blend, though, right? Because you both bring unique skill sets to the table, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, let's talk about it, because, you know, most people, they go over here for this and they go over here for this, but you both have really created this beautiful, you know, tapestry of taking different skill sets to bring to the table to help people. And most people have to go to two different people to get that. You know what I'm saying? Coach, what do you think?
Oh, no, that's what has made it beautiful. Because of the fact, the way I explain it to everybody is, you know, first of all, you have a husband, you have a wife. You have a person who is listening with counseling experience, and you have a person that's listening for coaching experience. And sometimes what happens in a lot of relationships, a lot of times you have them be at different stages in their challenges or whatever. One of them may have something that really kind of needs a counseling ear, and the other one really needs something to help change perspective and just realize this is something you need to start changing or start implementing in your life. So then when we begin to blend that together, they really both feel validated. They really both feel like we're listening, because technically you have a counselor and a coach that's listening to you. And the women, you know, it's really weird to me. A lot of times men find Wadrina more comforting to them, and the wives, you know, sometimes you'll have people say, well, no, my husband said, well, when he was in the session, the counselor who was a woman was always taking my perspective and this and that and that and that, you know what I'm saying? Or the wife will say, or the partner would say, you know, we had a man, and it just seemed like he was just listening to my husband. And then they say with you all, it's like, they just say you all are different. It's like, but see, I explained to them the difference is you're getting a blend of that, and we're really valuing and validating the both of you emotionally with where you are. But the goal is to solve the problem and to help you to move forward.
Right.
And we don't want to just keep listening to the circle of what's going on. We got to help to get you in a direction till we hear it, but now we're going to move forward.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I love, because they are different perspectives. Wadrina, I want to ask you about this for a minute, because, you know, I know a little bit about the counseling perspective. And, you know, when you take and look at the depth and the breadth of what happens when you put both skill sets together, people get a multidimensional, what they get is multidimensional aspects of how they can shift and change, right? One might bring an understanding of the depth and the breadth of maybe something you've had when you've grown up. You know, the other person may say, look, you're going to need to change this, this, and this. And I love that, because a lot of times when you go to counseling, you know, our counselors are very reluctant to say, I need you to change, except Juanita Lovett was like, no, you need to change that. She was like, you got to change that.
Right.
But that's what people need today. Yes. Isn't that why we're talking about why marriages get so complicated? Because we just dilly-dally around the issues.
Yes, you need someone who can actually hold you accountable to the things that you need to change. And that's the difference when you come to us. Even though I'm coming from a counseling perspective, I'm still going to hold you accountable to the things you need to change. It's kind of like we tell people, I'm going to do it in a softer way. Martez is really going to come at you because he's the coach, and that's what coaches do. But I'm more gentle about it, but I still want to see change, and I'm still holding you accountable to the change.
Right, because like I expressed to them, a lot of them, you know, most of them got kids that either do swimming, dance, baseball, basketball, soccer. I say, you see the way these coaches push your kids. Mm-hmm. And if I ask any parent, who do you want your child to be on? What team? You want them to be on a team with a coach that's going to stretch them to be the best that they can be. So I always let them know, when you come work with me and Madrina, she's a counselor at heart. I'm a coach. So just understand, I'm coming to maximize and cause you to be the best husband or wife you can be.
Yeah.
And that's not going to always look pretty. You might not always like it. Mm-hmm. But that's my job, is to help you to be the best that you can be.
Yeah. If people are showing up to work with you, they have got a feeling of pain.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you learn that you can move beyond that pain by doing some things, mm-hmm. then you decide, I'm not going to wait 10 years to change my oil. I'm going to keep this going. Isn't that one of the most important messages that you all bring?
Yeah.
It's like you're not coming in here because you broke your transaction and you're going to get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming in here to make sure the engine of you two works.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because it's like, and we're that, you know, we're that picture, because we've been there. We've been in that painful place you're in, and we're on the other side. And if you're willing to do the work, you know, that it takes, you can get on the other side too. So it's like, yeah, we understand where you are, but we're going to give you the tools to get on the other side.
And I will say that's something that I know helps couples to really become comfortable, especially with men, because, you know, I'm a very transparent person. I always tell our clients, there is no question that you can't access, because we understand our job is to make it where our pain actually helps you to change your perspective and understanding.
Yeah.
So I tell them, there is no question you can't ask us, but with us being transparent, I see men kind of, you know, drop the defense wall and realize, you know what, I'm talking to Coach, but Coach is telling me for the first 16 years of his marriage, he was a horrible husband and hitting home runs at a dad as a father. So I'm already letting them know, I'm not perfect, but I've worked to become who I am, and my job is to help you to become that amazing husband or that amazing father I know you are.
Yeah.
And it relaxes them, because they say, man, I ain't never been able to talk to nobody, but I can talk to you.
I mean, I really feel for people right now. I mean, it's not that I haven't really, you know, I've seen some things in my own experience, my own life, my own relationships, but I don't think we've ever seen quite what we see happening today. Over the weekend, I just heard a friend of mine's daughter out of nowhere getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people say COVID. I say COVID was shining a light on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it may have accelerated some things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And isn't it important from your perspective, and I would love to really hear each of you talk about this, to get at the root of things.
Yes, it is. It's definitely important to get at the root, because just like you just said, you know, how so many people now are getting divorced. You know, like I say, they lack the commitment. Like, it's like nowadays people just don't have the commitment. They lack the commitment. And if you don't get to the root of the issue that's causing you not to want to commit, then you're going to continue to repeat those cycles. So it's very important to get to the root, because, yeah, marriages could work if they would be willing to just do the work. I mean, it takes work. And a lot of people just nowadays, they just selfish and don't want to commit.
Yeah.
But I love that, what you said, Dr. Pat, because I know I was just telling a client last week when I was telling them, I said, see, it's one thing to know the fruit of your challenges,
mm-hmm.
but I say until we get to the root, the cause of it,
mm-hmm.
I say we can't begin to correct it. So you're absolutely correct. Most people want to stay surface.
Yeah.
You have to get to the root to be able to overcome these complications and these challenges.
Yeah.
They get you into a happy and healthy place.
You know, one of the things I want us to talk about here, and I know we've got a little bit of time left, is this is not just about going through and you know, like, let's put a Band-Aid on something. This is also about people learning some skills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that you all do work in even communication. Mm-hmm. Like, how do people communicate? Like, how to create a safe, you know, a safe zone mm-hmm. to have a conversation about what's really going on with you without putting your partner in the gutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are skills that last a lifetime, and that's mm-hmm. important. I would like each of you to talk about that and address that, mm-hmm. because that's a fundamental difference that I see in the way you both work. Mm-hmm. Because it's both this combination of, yeah, we're going to get at the root cause. And by the way, we're going to learn some skills here, right?
Yes. And like I always tell the couples, we're going to give you the tools and the skills, but you have to apply them to your relationship. If you don't use them, nothing's going to change.
No.
So the skills, that's key, because you have to do the work. Marriage, relationships are work. I always say marriage is work, but relationships are work, and you have to be willing to put in the work every day. And as you do it, it's going to become natural. It's going to become a natural way of your communication and your conflict resolution, but you have to do it. You have to apply the skills.
No, I love it, because when I think about what you just said, when you talk about the skills, and one of the things I like to tell especially the men, just kind of connecting with them, you know, it's just like how you say you have a master electrician, a master plumber, a master mechanic, or whatever that master may be.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, I say, you want to be a master communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You want to actually master the skills of communicating. I say, this took me time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a horrible communicator. I didn't value my wife and my words. I didn't do that. But I
think
I've learned to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, and I always talk about the 3 D's. Discipline, desire, and delight. And I tell everybody, we're starting right here, discipline,
mm-hmm.
because I got to help you to understand how to get that skill to become a master at it. Because you can become a master listener, a master person that communicates well. And so, no, I love that. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, they understand that, because a lot of them want to be perfect, whether it's in golf. Because they know about that golf game.
Mm-hmm.
They know about how many times you got to be teeing off to really do what you got to do in golf and really mastering your swing. You know what I'm saying? But I say, just like you want to master your swing, I want you to master how you approach your wife with something that bothers you. Same way.
Yeah, and, you know, part of this is what you do to bring people together, to remind people of all of this. You also, if you could just talk about this for a little bit, you know, talk about what does this mean, you know, when you're bringing all these people around to the 5th annual Married for Life Walk,
mm-hmm.
the weekend experience. Because, see, it's one thing to talk about doing stuff, but then you actually bring people together and, you know, create something for people to connect with. Because I agree with you. I mean, I have watched in my sport, I've watched more videos
mm-hmm.
over and over and over, like how to put a certain spin on a ball to the nanosecond, and I've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to try it, and it's like, I need to go back and see that again, because it doesn't matter how many times I've watched it,
mm-hmm.
I don't have the experience
mm-hmm.
of doing it or understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you feel isolated, but you bring people together. Can you talk about this for a minute on how you bring people together? Because when you bring people together, you know, there's something that happens when two or more are gathered.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. And so we bring couples together every year. For what we have, what we call our Marriage for Life Walk. And the purpose of the walk is just to encourage couples to never let go of the hand that you are holding. We all experience challenges in our relationship, but if we remain committed to God and one another, we can overcome those challenges. And we're proof. We have many other couples there that are proof and testament to it. So we give them words. It's like a weekend of recommitment, rededication, words of encouragement. Yeah, it's just a whole weekend where they leave.
It's fun.
So they leave strengthened and encouraged to never let go of that hand.
Yeah.
Because there's so much power in just taking that time
to walk and hold hands with our spouse.
Yes.
So, you know, our partners. It's so rewarding because we have security in one another, trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much power in just taking that time to hold hands and walk together.
And it is for couples who are dating, couples who are engaged, couples
mm-hmm.
that are married. And we definitely invite the LGBTQ plus community to come out and join us. We always say that we have that because,
mm-hmm.
like I tell people, it's about love.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, regardless of how you was raised, regardless of the church you may have attended,
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
something about our journey that we've been through. You know, I've just come to know, love people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're about. We're about love, you know. So definitely we have old, young.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that touched my heart more than anything was that year we had mm-hmm. a guy pushing his wife in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that's
yeah.
a
yeah.
journey. So
yeah.
It's
yeah.
definitely about, hey, don't give up on
yeah.
you.
And it encourages you if you're feeling like you want. We've had couples to come that felt like they wanted to give up, and then they'll come and just be encouraged by what they see and say, no, we're going to fight. We're going to try to work this out.
Right.
Yeah.
We can stand for a lot of things, but we want to get
mm-hmm.
people to stand for marriage.
Yeah.
Now, how do they find out about this? Let's make sure we've given them the website to go to because, you know, part of what you just said that I want to reiterate is a lot of times when you're in difficulty, right, or
mm-hmm.
the complexity or whatever you want to call it, you think you're alone.
Right.
And if you can come out and be with other people
mm-hmm.
and, you know, have conversations with people,
right.
you find that, wait a minute, I'm not the only one on the planet going through this. So how do people find out about, first of all, Married for Life Walk and then also your coaching practice?
Yes.
Okay, so to find out more about the Married for Life Walk, visit our website, married4lifewalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then to find out more information about Martez and I and Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
And then Facebook and Instagram are both the same for the Married for Life Walk.
Right.
It's just Married the Number 4 Life Walk on social media, on Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love for you to join us,
yeah.
to the listeners. We definitely would love
yeah.
you.
And, you know, this is what I love about this, too. It's also for people that are getting ready. You know, getting ready to get married. A lot of times and I would love to see more people be, what did you say, Coach Martez, earlier, Regina? I would love to see people be proactive. You know, I remember talking to a friend of mine who asked me, you know, Pat, if you could do something different in your area of relationships in life, what would you do? And the answer is so clear to me. I'd say I would go get counseling at the onset.
Right.
You know, the minute that I knew this was going to become a serious relationship, something more than coffee,
right?
Then what I've learned is this is the time to really go and get a level of understanding and learn some things and communicate. Because through people like you both, you will draw out the best of people.
Mm-hmm.
You will remind people of why they got together and allow for the safe space
yeah.
on things that you're seeing on the onset. And that, to me, is something that I've learned.
Yeah.
Why? Not because the other person, because I'll tell you what, I know me.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm a handful, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much for today.
I'd like to know your personal message. I'd like to know what you'd like to leave us all with today. And tell them how to listen to your show, too.
Yeah, so one of the things I just would like to leave everybody with is never give up on what you believe in. You know, hold your convictions and stay fast and true to it. And just know if this is what you believe in, continue to believe in it, and you're going to see it through.
And,
I believe that.
And tune in to our show, the Coach Martez and Regina Layton Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 noon Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love this. What do you want to leave us with?
What's your message?
My message is always healthy relationships don't happen by chance. They happen by choice. That is my key thing right there. You have to do the work. You have to be willing to hold yourself accountable to change. And, you know, and don't feel like your partner is coming at you when they are saying something to you to try to help them make you better.
Exactly. Coach, 10 seconds. Do it.
Never give up on love. Always remember God loves you no matter what you've been through. You are a champion, and remember that for life.
And my message to everybody out there is, remember this. Do not wait too long to change that oil, because if you do, you are going to have sludge in your engine.
Right.
Thank you all for tuning us in and joining us on. We'll see you next time.